you need an appointment, they're all filled up today.
Oh,
as she's sitting there. The UPS is great. So.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Sorry, everybody. I should have read more carefully. I just thought I had to sign it, come in.
Okay, good to go. Good job, Bill. Okay, good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. I think this is a small crowd, but maybe we can just do quick board introductions. Just your name and your area of expertise.
Okay. Bill Chapman, architecture and historian, I guess.
Alton Okinata, sociology.
Katie Stevens, historic architecture.
Nick Luzzo, archaeology.
Okay, thanks everybody for coming. Our first item is the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Does anybody have any comments?
Can we approve the agenda first?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, I didn't have a note here to do this. We would actually like to make some revisions to today's agenda. We are going to postpone two of the nominations to November, and that's going to be the Wolf at Chop Suey House and the Halal Market. Also, the SHPD staff report was originally going to discuss the statewide historic preservation plan, but that will also be postponed until November. Any other agenda items to change? Okay. Can I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Thank you. Then we'll look at the minutes from the previous meeting. Anybody have any comments or edits for the May 19 minutes? Okay. Motion to approve
the minutes for the limited meeting.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Okay, minutes for May 20th. Any questions or edits for Friday, May 20th? Chanda, I just wanted to ask, there was one noted on here for Queen's Quarters. It says that no second was made.
Yes. There is no second me on that one, on the recording. So I don't know how, I don't know if we have to redo that one, or I don't know how it works. No, there was, yeah, there's no, I listened to it like over and over. There's no second for that one.
I'll second that.
It just went right into accepting it after, so.
Okay, would somebody like to
second
the motion
that
the Queen's Quarters be on the register? Okay.
Okay, so let me put that second.
Okay. Motion to approve the May 20th minutes.
Move to approve the minute.
Seconded.
Thank you. Okay, we can move on into our nominations. The first would be the Carl and Jean Mason residence. That's Don Hebert.
I'm sorry, you didn't get to do the site visit yesterday. I think we have an interesting variety here in the meeting. The Dr. Carl and Jean Mason residence is behind Diamond Head in Kahala. And the architecture of the house is Vladimir Asifov. It was built in 1955, and then it was remodeled in 1969, and then again in 77. Remodel in 69, essentially what they did was, there was a detached garage. They attached it and made it a family room and built a new detached garage. I don't think it affects the integrity. The architect, we said it was Asifov. Asifov also did the 1969 remodel. And we nominated the residence on the local level under Criterion C as a good example of a residence constructed in Homo during the 50s in a modern style. And also it's a work of a master, Vladimir Asifov. This is the view from the street. You can't see the house at all, really. Here's the 1969 garage, and then they put a studio apartment on top of it in, make sure my mind's right, 1992. The house sits behind this panic hedge. There's right here the gate that you're going to see in a second. And the gate goes in, and then you make a left, and you have this courtyard. And essentially, the house is an L-shaped house. The old garage was here, and now it's part of the family lot. Well, it is the family lot. The house has a hip roof. It has it's aluminum. I forget what it's called. I wrote it in the nomination. But essentially, it's an aluminum tile roof. And the owner's thinking that it may have to be replaced, but so far it's holding up. This wing is kitchen wing and family room. This wing is the bedroom wing. And you go through up to a back one up. Okay. I think they have the original drawings for the house, which you can sort of read. The entry goes through here. You have a foyer, the living room, the kitchen, what will become the garage or the family room. The dining room is over here. Then you go down a hall. You have one bedroom here, which has been converted into an office, a bathroom, second bedroom, and then the master bedroom with a bathroom, which actually serves all three bedrooms. Oh no, this bathroom serves these two bedrooms. So very simple layout. It's all redwood tongue and groove walls. Most of the windows are single hung, which I found interesting. Here's the front door, which is the original front door. It's recessed back a little bit. Just a small entry accent. You put a lava rock wall on this side, then you have your door. It still has the original screen door as well. Redwood TNG up here with the ceiling. Okay. Then it opens into this little foyer area, and everything radiates out from there. Your kitchen wing, or rather, living room wing, bedroom wing goes this way. Your kitchen is over here, and this is taken from the living room. You'll see, I thought he did a nice job. He continues the lava rock wall on the outside into the interior as well, making an interior-exterior connection to the house. Also, the foyer ceiling is around 8 inches lower than the rest of the house, and 7'1". And he uses some of these shoji-like motifs on the window here. This is just a small niche, and it has a shoji door for the going into the kitchen. Here's the view down the hallway. The master bedroom's at the end. This is now the office, other bedroom. There's another bedroom on this side. And then here's the kitchen area. And the living room is off here. The living room has a 12-foot high ceiling with redwood TNG, which has been whitewashed. The lava rock wall continues to here as well. You have a pair of sliding doors with fixed windows on either side, opening out to the lanai. Okay. You have cove lighting, very typical of the 50s. And then the other end, you have an opening that goes out to the dining room. The dining room remains pretty much intact, still has its original light above. Sliding windows over here for ventilation. The hutch or buffet has always been here built in. They did put a new color top on it, which is not original. And then you have a pocket door here which goes into the kitchen. And from the other direction, you can see the sliding doors going out to the lanai. The lanai is underneath the shed roof, which goes down, so it's actually inset into the house. And just another typical Hawaii living space. Next. And then the backyard is out there. They have a swimming pool, which Asatop usually doesn't do a lot of, and doesn't like them. I've been told in the past. It was interesting. Mrs. Mason, when she was 28 years old, contracted polio and was in an iron lung for I forget how many months, but did survive. But she was in a wheelchair her entire life. So when this house was designed, she had already had polio and was designed with her being in a wheelchair in mind. So it has a rather interesting set of steps here, which she can bring her wheelchair up, slide off, and then pump down, and then the steps continue into the water as well. And so she was able to get into the water. Mr. Mason took it off his income tax in 1955, saying that it was a health deduction because her wife needed it for physical therapy. The IRS disagreed with him, and he took them to court, and he did win in court. Interesting little side note, I mentioned it in the form just so people know. These are aluminum palm trees, and there was, I don't remember at all, but Chaco's Bar and Grill. There were decorations inside of Chaco's Bar and Grill. The current owner salvaged those and put them out as part of the landscape. The kitchen, it still has the same configuration, but the cabinetry is all new. The bought tile floor is new. Your plastic grill over the sink and the island is original. On the other side of the island, there was another sitting area, which was part of the original design. It has a gable roof ceiling. It also has this built-in seats here. Okay. Underneath the seats, it has storage areas, which Asapoff loves to put here and there and everywhere. Next. And here's an example of a single hung window. You drop them down for the window. But you use that totally in this house for ventilation. Here is a view of the kitchen from the dining room, looking down to this small hallway and then into the family room. And this is the family room. Again, it has built-in seats, again with storage underneath. And two-story awning windows. And then up here, this is just a screen, it's not a glass at all, so you can get ventilation year-round. And behind these is sliding doors, that's all, which lead out to the courtyard. So that's, I think that's it. Is it more? Yeah, throughout the house, as I mentioned, there are accommodations made for Mrs. Gason's wheelchair. So you'll find that the doorknobs are lower on all the doors. All the doorknobs are original still. The light switches also are wheelchair height, and that's throughout the house. And here's one of the bathrooms. You can see, rather than opening out, the doors open down. And then again, here's another view of the steps going into the swimming pool. I think that's the house. And Mrs. Mason was a single horse who ran Carol and Mary's. So although she was in a wheelchair, before she got polio, she had one child. She had two more children after that. So she had three children she was a mother of. She was also handled personnel relations with Carol and Mary's, which was her family's business. Mr. Mason was also quite prominent He was a pioneer in open heart surgery in Hawaii, and he was part of the team that performed the first open heart surgery in Hawaii. They continued to live in the house till 1977, then they moved to the mainland, and at that time the current owner purchased the house. And they still own it. And she's one. Started talking about the tax incentive. Taxes are so cheap out here, it doesn't matter. I have a house in Maine that you want to see taxes, go there. So she's not interested, she's mainly interested, and she wants to make sure that the house is preserved after she's gone. So, are there any questions?
Any questions from the board for that?
I have one quick one about the kitchen flooring. You said that was more recent, that sort of Mexican tile?
Yeah.
That went in what, the 70s or 80s?
77, when the current owner bought the house.
What was there before? A white tile like the rest of the house?
She didn't tell me.
Okay. That was really popular back then.
No, it would have been. Well, I don't know. In the 50s? Yeah, I guess so.
No, the 70s.
Yeah.
I did, when you called that a single hung window, I always thought a single hung window had two sashes, but the upper sash was fixed.
Okay, I thought it goes both ways. I thought if there's just one sash, and it goes, what would you call it then?
I don't know, a single sash. Single sash window, maybe.
All right, we can do that.
And just to be pedantic, if you watch HGTV or This Old House, you do know that there's a shift now to calling the master bedroom the primary bedroom.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I guess that is more correct.
That's just the new trend.
Oh, okay.
Everybody seems to have accepted it unthinkingly.
And they seem to always say ensuite. Can't say master bathroom anymore.
Yeah, the ensuite bathroom, that's right.
Any questions from the audience for Don? Anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move to put the Carl and Jean Mason residence on the State Historic Register under Criterion C. Do we want to recommend for the federal?
Yeah.
Recommend it to the federal register.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any further discussion? Don, I just noticed that in the nomination that we have that there's no work plan.
I know, the page that says the one that you saw, I put that in.
You put that in, okay, great.
I'm sorry, but I think I didn't have that work plan when I did the form.
Okay, so maybe we have to say as the form as amended, okay. We change the windows
okay.
And the...
Oh, you didn't do the new form. No,
yeah. And then also to change
is
the reference
yeah,
to the windows.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So sorry, can you restate your...
Okay, move to put the Mason residence on the historic register under criterion C, recommend to the federal as amended.
Which form as amended?
And I'll second that okay. As amended.
Okay, did you get that, Chandra?
We just
revised his statement to say as amended, so okay. That he can change the reference to the windows and then add the floor plan. Great, thank you. Okay, next nomination is the
vote.
Oh gosh. Boy, it's just been so long. All in favor of placing the Mason residence onto the historic register?
Aye.
Okay.
It's unanimous.
We'll have to put all of our applicants through that litmus test of wanting not to get the tax break. We could ask them behind closed doors and record it.
Okay, next nomination is the Phillips residence, which is also Don.
Okay. The Phillips residence is a unit at Lafayette, the townhouses, which I think was the last meeting we put a whole bunch on and maybe the meeting before. It's a multiple property nomination. Nick, are you familiar with multiple property nominations?
Yep.
Okay, then maybe I won't go through that, but I think the board has a good sense. But essentially, we'll just go. the townhouses were built in 71. The architect was Louis Purcell. The landscape architect was San Francisco firm of Echo, Dean, Austin, and Williams, with Dean being the principal who came out here. The developer was a California developer named Burt Williams. There's 19 buildings in the complex, with 38 units. Below La Pietra School, and it goes to circle, runs a circle around. Next. On the other side, it's bordered by Papillon Park and has views of Diamond Head. Okay. And essentially, the circle just goes around. Go ahead again, just so you can get a sense of the what it's like in the neighborhood. And here, the yellow ones are the houses we registered last time, and today I have four more houses, the units that are being considered for registration. Here's the entrance to the site, and the one-way circle that runs around. The houses are all essentially the same, or very close to the same. They have lava rock first floors, lap siding, horizontal lap siding, second story, and a hip-on-hip roof with the Euro Shield shingle. Balconies sometimes run all the way across, sometimes, as in this case, half, and the other half has a sunscreen. The front is essentially a massive lattice. You have sliding doors going out to the front yard, fixed windows upstairs on the second, but there's a balcony with sliding windows going out to that as well. And over here, there are the sliding doors. And over here, you also have this set of sliding windows. And here's the entryway, double doors. All of them have the same door, same thumb latch. And many of them have kept the original paving, but not all of them have the original paving. The railing was replaced, I think I told you the year before. Jeff Mishi, 2007. They were originally wrought iron railings. They're not quite the same design, but they're similar in design, same height, same material. And they also replaced the deck and one of the balconies at that time, too, in kind. And then in 2017, they put Euro Shield, replacing the shape of these. But I think, again, it does a very nice job of emulating it from a distance. It looks just about like shape. The floor plans are all the same, and you're coming in through the double door. You hit a little foyer area. On this side, you have a large living room, which runs all the way through with sliding doors on both sides, lanai. On the other side, there's a bedroom. The powder room here. Then you come out, stairway going to the second floor, dining room, kitchen over here. Upstairs, again, go up the steps, a little hallway, that'll run. Bathrooms on either end. Each bathroom, including the one downstairs, has its own bath. The bedroom has its own bathroom. The living room runs the distance. Number of the units. The front half of the living room, they've placed a mezzanine over that. And when I found out, one of the people we're registering the unit for today is an original buyer. And she said that was an option. You could have that mezzanine at the time. And so said a number of people opted for that. Then some people opted for it after the fact, later on when they, you know, speak to the person that walked in. So it was an option that was available. Okay. This is the front door coming in. The foyer, here's the back of that powder room. And then essentially, this runs right down a hallway that goes to back to the dining room area. Many of the houses still have the open beam ceiling that was over the dining room. And then from the other direction, from the foyer, you go into the large living room area with the two-story windows at both ends. And again, it flows into the dining kitchen area as well. There's a little nine out here. Sliding doors accessing the little nine from either the dining area or the living room. And sliding doors going out to the back yard as well. So a very, very open flowing plan. And here's the view looking the other way towards the nine. Okay. And then here's an example of one of the houses that have the measurement that we registered last time. And another example of a measurement. Okay, the first unit we're going to look at today is unit one, which is the first when we're first going in. And it's Alan Vivian Phillips, and he is the Al Phillips that started Al Phillips Cleaners. So by the time he built this house, he had sold the franchise, although it still carries his name. Oh, can we go back one? Yeah, here's the road. And it's entered going up a set of marble steps, which is quite handsome in its own right. The unit is the first unit, so it has nothing on this side. We have the road that's going up to Lafayette over here, the school. You can see it's just like all the rest on the outside. You have your two sets of windows, the door that's off-center to one side. This has only a balcony on one side and just sunscreen over here. It has its original front door. This was changed already. The current owner has not done anything to the house. He said, but I don't know if any of you are familiar with Terry Tucher, who's an architect in town. He owned the house in the late 90s and early 2000s, and he did a fairly substantial remodeling of the house at that time. A fairly good job. Okay. Has a large living room. Still has the original spiral stair, which was one of the options you had for the house. And again, the open living room next. Here's another view of spiral stair. Behind the, there was a wet bar. This is not an original one, but it's in the original place. And then you can see it flows into the dining room. This house is different. Tusher added a second lanai on the back, which I think is the next slide, yeah. So here's the sliding door going into the kitchen. He put a covered lanai right outside. I don't think it really detracts from the house at all. And again, it's in the rear as well. Next. There's, going up the steps, there's a walkway that goes around. Because this house is the corner of the property, it has a side yard which most of the units don't have. And so it has a large side yard which then goes around to the back of the side. Okay. So the house has all the original spatial configurations. This one does not have a mezzanine, does have the spiral stair going up. And I think it's a very good example and continues on with it. Do you want me to just go through all four?
Well, we think we need to vote on it separately, though. Yeah.
Your call?
I mean, we have to vote on each separately, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Might as well just go through them, I guess.
I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. The second one we're going to be looking at is down on the road going out. And it's James and Nancy Dunn, and I call it an investment property because I never see them living there. The city directory showed them living out in Hawaii Pie. Mr. Dunn is a West Point graduate. And then he went to work for, as a vice president in public relations for a company named Crown Corporation. But I never found them living in the house, so I assumed that they were renting it out. Unless they're, well, the commute from Hawaii Pie is so great, they'll live in town during the week. But that I don't know. It's this unit. It's very heavily vegetated in the front. Garage boards here shared with the next two cuts. This house does have a mezzanine. Here you're looking out towards the front, you can see they've sort of screened off the outside of the nigh area in the front. And it's made into this little this is outside, actually. And again, this house has its spiral staircase still intact. And here you can see, looking out to the lanai. And again, kitchen over here as well. Next. Another view of the stair going up. Then bedrooms down the hall. Then the mezzanine they use as an office space. Next. Here's, I'm quite sure that this one, I'm suspecting the mezzanine is probably the original, just the way the railing incorporated the way up the spiral stairs so well. Next. And then you can see upstairs. They've kept the open beams just living in the house. Here's out on the lanai, it's a travertine floor up here. This is on the dump, the popular on the park side, so it overlooks the park. Next. Here's another view looking the other way. It's a very, very narrow lot here because the land drops off quickly. And then you have this view out to the park. This is your backyard, essentially. This house has a lot of its original features. They still have the original front entry tiles, original doorknobs present on the bathroom doors and closet doors. And the bathroom is still has the grills up above. I'm not sure if this is original cabinetry or not. And this may be original tile.
Hey Don, isn't that different that one has the kitchen on the second floor?
Huh? Isn't no, it doesn't have a kitchen on the second floor. Where was that?
That's when you showed the kitchen, I thought it had the, showed the railing.
This is a mezzanine, this is an office.
Oh, okay,
not
sorry.
A kitchen. Yeah, no. Raymond and Grace Hedrick residence is unit 9, which is on the side facing Lafayette School on the road going up. Again, looks just like all the other ones outside. They still have the original entry walk. Mr. Hedrick and his brother were the contractors who built Lafayette. So he built it and he lived in his house for like unit for around 3 years, and then him and his wife then went back to the main house.
He built the townhouse.
Yeah, he built all, he was a contractor to the Hedrick Development Company. And again, this one very much two-story space always in the living room area. And looking the other way, it has a mezzanine and has its sliding door behind that. This all also has a charter team floor, and again, they've modified the flex bar. The doors have the original handle. Here's the stairway going up to the second floor, which is a new one, not the original. This is the only house I've found so far. The owner did retain this, which was part of the original teak panel that was featured in many of the housing. And so it's, I was happy to see that, see what that was. And here you go, view. So a lot of the houses, the living rooms were finished with that originally. Although I also found out on the Lau residence, which is the next, she specifically said she didn't want it. And did so, it was, so it was again another option. It seemed like people that purchased before, during construction have a lot of options as to what they can do or not do. Again, here's the living or the kitchen area. Again, sliding doors going outside, hopefully not into the backyard. And here's the back lanai. This one I found very interesting. It still has its original tile on the, I don't know what the name is, rubber or something, or the bill, maybe the other, I don't know what it's called. But I've seen, I haven't seen the Night Sears pattern anywhere, but I've seen another one with sort of a cheeky pattern, which is in the, the consulate apartments in Waikiki, and also in the little bar in the King Hotel down in Waikiki. Rather, the consulate in Waikiki, excuse me, and then the little bar. So it's the same textured material. It's some kind of rubber or something. It's not a clay material. It's more of a linoleum kind of material. But very happy to see that. She was going to remodel, and she said, okay, I'll keep it. That was nice. Next. So here, again, has almost all the original knobs in this house as well. Upstairs, I found out that indeed these Bankville closet doors, bifold doors, is original, and so she still has those. This is the bedroom with the sliding doors going out to the balcony on the second floor. And again, downstairs. And also, her bathrooms have all the grills on top of the fluorescent lights still intact. And as you can see from the picture here, it's mirrored on both sides. There's two sets of sinks. The last one I'm going to show you for today, the La Pietra, is the Lau residence. They originally purchased the property in 1971. And also, I'm sure you might want to talk to Mrs. Lau about it. Again, unit, this is also facing onto onto Puppy Line Park on the back side. Bert found some Japanese rice milling stones that she used as a hill walkway. She has the original view as well. And again, balcony in the front. They don't have a mezzanine, but they have the sunscreen that will be there. Again, you enter in, like she said, never had paneling, they always just had the white walls. The tile floor is original, her and her father installed it. And here's the doorway. Also, she didn't want the powder room, so instead she made it into a little piano room. Here's the bedroom going in the other direction. The tile runs throughout the first floor. And here's the sentry she made as a little music room instead of a powder room. Then again, they have the original spiral stair, your lanai outside, same configuration as all the other houses, pretty much. Here's the dining area. And what's interesting, she still has her original kitchen as well. And so this partition was here. They mirrored it, make the room look bigger. But it had five fold doors on either side to close the kitchen or open the kitchen. And then here's the kitchen, which still has, 50 years later, her stove is still working. She does have a new refrigerator. But this is the original cabinetry. Another direction. And another thing she requested, and her and only one other unit have it, she said, I want a window in my kitchen. And so they did put that in too when they were building it. But some other people have wanted that in the homeowners association to pull them. No. And they wouldn't allow that alteration if you needed to base to real houses now. And here's the back one on, again, which she never thought of really. Looking back the other way, you can see how open the house is. You can see all the way through the front, back of it, moving into the front of the room. Kitchen is over there. And their car is right here, so just walk through the gate. Also, the bathrooms are still intact. This is a second floor bathroom. She said these are the original cabinets that were in the bathrooms. And the fixtures, they got to pick whatever they wanted for the bathroom fixtures. And this is what they had put on their house. And again, you can see here, when you walk in, there's sinks on either side, his and her sink. With the mirror, so you can see it reflected forever. And she also, they had just come back from a trip from Portugal and had some Portuguese tiles installed in their bathrooms. And one thing they did change, and this was done like within the year, this pocket door, she said, was not original. And I said, oh, I've seen it in other units. And they said, that they probably had the same problem we do. When you have a hinge door, they open it, and you're sitting on the pot, it hits your knee. So they put in a pocket door. And again, original doorknobs. Again, they have the original doors in their bathroom or bedroom. He said these were the original fixtures that were on the poles for those doors as well. That's that. So those are the four that we're looking at today.
Okay, any questions for
Don? Out of curiosity, in the Lau house that has the original cabinets, were they natural finished originally?
Upstairs, the bathroom one.
The kitchen.
No, those are all painted white.
They're all painted white? And just out of curiosity.
Yeah. No, that's the original. I'm trying to remember now. I don't know if it's a painter or if it's a laminate over.
It's like plywood, but...
Yeah.
And another quick question on the second one, I guess, was the new staircase, the regular straight-run staircase. When was that done?
Before the current owner.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think, because many houses have the spiral, then there's also a straight-run that number of houses had. Last time, I think most of the houses had straight-run.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those have been replaced at one point. I think this one was probably replaced when the mezzanine was put in.
So are they all spiral original, or you think some might have had
straight run? No, it was an option.
It was, okay.
Yeah, because I know Mrs. Lau told me her house wasn't supposed to have that, but that she wanted it. It was in the model. They had two model homes, one with a straight run stair and one with a circular spiral stair.
And she chose the spiral stair.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Don in the audience?
Don, how many remaining units are not nominated?
Well, if we this will bring it to 14, and there's 39 units, so at least 15 are not nominated yet.
Is your plan to try and get the rest nominated?
Yeah, we're doing it slowly. I think we did the 10 in the spring, and since then, just four others found out about it. I think next year when the signs go up, the neighbors are going to start at, what's this about? And then I said, so I'm suspecting next year there'll be another bunch coming in. I know two people that are fervent anti-government people.
No way, my house, I'm not letting the government interfere with me.
Well, I could appeal to his tax rebellion then.
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion for the Phillips residence?
These are all criteria A and C, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'll make the motion that the Alan Vivian Phillips residence be listed on the state Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria A and C.
Seconded.
I'll second.
Make it be easier. Oh.
Also, you can have the honors.
And recommend that it be forwarded to the National Register.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Is that okay? We better get a second on that.
Okay. Would you like to be second?
Seconded.
Okay. Okay, all in favor of placing the Alan Vivian Phillips residence onto the state register and forward onto the national? Okay. Unanimous. Okay, the James and Nancy Dunn investment property. Would you like to make a motion? You did so well last time.
Okay, though. I'll move that the James and Nancy Dunn investment property be listed on the Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria A and C, and that it be forwarded to the National Register for consideration.
I'll second.
Thank you, Alton. Okay, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor of placing this on to the state register and forwarding to national? Okay, Raymond and Grace Hedrick residence.
Gotta keep going.
Okay.
I move this Raymond and Grace Hedrick residence be listed on the Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria A and C, and that it be forwarded to the National Register for consideration for listing.
Okay. Seconded by Alton. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor? And Eugene and Deidre Lau residence.
I move that the Eugene and Deidre Lau residence be listed on the state Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria A and C, and that it be forwarded to the National Register for consideration for listing.
Second.
Thank you, Alton. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Right. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is the Mother Waldron Playground, the update.
That's not me.
No, it's got put off, right?
No, it was not supposed to be. Chandra?
Mother Waldron?
From a previous meeting, it was recommended that the map be updated, so that's the only...
All they're doing is updating the map.
Do we have to vote on that? Not again. Donna, do we need a vote of some kind?
I don't know if we'll vote with you or...
I guess we might as well then.
Yeah.
The Mother Walden was put on the register many years ago, back in the 90s, sometimes part of the thematic district of Art Deco Park. So I imagine it must be just updating because part of that park got subdivided out, or actually added to.
Cut off there at one end, right?
I believe that's part of the Hart nomination.
Yeah. Do you guys happen to have a copy of the map? Oh, I see. I mean, I have.
It's probably more than the map, right? It's the boundaries. I'm guessing because of the cutoff of the edge of it. That happened since the time of the nomination, yeah. Right? Should we just wait? Is Stanley coming next time? Is that why?
Stanley's on. He's not the partner now.
But he did two nominations, right? Mm-hmm. Who's doing it now?
I'm not sure.
It's on the. It's in the nomination, so it looks like they're just showing a portion of the original playground that was removed in the 1990s, and then now that's their new updated map.
Shall we just, for the purposes of doing this, say,
just
I move that we accept the modification to the map and boundaries for the Mother Walden Park.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
I'll second.
Oh, Paul can second.
Yep.
Thank you.
So is this going to be the new official form? Because, and this is just sort of a technical question, but
right.
Will it carry over what was previously listed because that's empty?
That's a good question. He's pointing out that the...
So I'm looking at the... It's just more of a technical question because I know it's an update, but on the form, the nomination form on the website, the criteria is blank and the level of significance is blank. So I guess my question would be, would that automatically carry over with the last one, or does this become the new official form, in which case?
It's a good technical question. It does
later on PDF page 9, it does list
check
A and
off
C.
The, yeah.
I guess if you voted for as amended, just to complete that first page.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so I move that the modifications to the boundaries and map and other amendments to the Mother Walden Park nomination be accepted.
Seconded by Alton. Okay, thank you. Hopefully that suffices.
Are you okay, Sean?
Oh,
no. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Next would be. Yes, all in favor of accepting the amended form, the new map, and then have them include the criteria on the first page. All in favor? Okay, before we move on to the Loomis residents, would anybody like a quick break? Okay, move on to the
Loomis
residents. That would also be done.
Okay, the next house is the Paul Tonetto Loomis residence, which is on Paola Street in the Menlo Valley. It's the road that goes into Midtown. This is the block, other side of the university. The year it was built is 1924. Could not find an architect on it, although I suspect it's probably Lures and Cook, because the owners took out a mortgage with Lures and Cook. And usually when Lures and Cook is supplying the building materials, they're probably also supplying the plans. this is before Ray Morris joined yours and Cook, so I don't know who it was or if it was just a standard plan that they used. It's being nominated at the local level under Criterion C as a good example of a colonial revival style cottage built in Honolulu during the 1920s. And it's also significant under Criterion A for its associations with the development of the College Hills tract, which is a multiple property nomination, which is the umbrella for this. This is the house, very much simple colonial revival cottage. Now, a very simple portico with a broken pediment, Doric columns, Tuscan columns, excuse me, symmetric with double hung sash windows on either side. This ramp, it's actually a rental property, and one of the renter's parents is handicapped, and it is reversible. You can take it out, and if something happens, the tenants change. Well, I guess. Yeah. I have the right name of the form, but I forgot what it is now. We found it in the Lures and Cook catalog.
What's that?
The siding. It looks like clavered, but it's not really clavered. It's the beveled siding.
I think they called it beveled. Didn't they call it beveled siding in the catalog, the later catalog?
Yeah.
Is it like a double? Is that two per board?
Yeah.
So shiplap beveled siding, I guess.
And it has
double lap rustic beveled siding.
Is that what they call that, rustic siding?
Uh-huh. Double lap rustic.
Rustic siding.
Uh-huh.
And it has, the apron down below. Also, the driveway, the old pile of concrete with two tracks going down. And I'm not sure, I think it's more desperate, but it's got a lousing shape in the opening in the middle. Okay. The interior of the house went very simple. They have a wainscot in the living room, the double hung windows. The side lights, unfortunately, are not original anymore. They're just plastic, and the front door is no longer original, unfortunately. At some point, I think in 65, you have those teak floors put in. So that is there. You have your wide windows are on this side. Okay. And the other side, you have a set of French doors that lead into what was a sitting room on the side or sun porch. The sun porch has its original double hungs as well. And also a wide window here with the wide middle pane and then two smaller ones on the side. Very much reminiscent of Palladian windows, which is fitting with the colonial revival. The kitchen, here you can see the teak floor fairly well. I think it was remodeled probably in the 50s. This is all plywood cabinetry. Have jalousy windows here, but they don't front face on the street. And we have an original back door still. Maybe not original because they have jalousies in top, but what was probably a five-panel door at one point. And top two replaced with a jalousy window. Has its original walls everywhere. Also, this door goes into the primary bedroom. And still retains its glass knob, which is pretty much throughout the house as well. There's a couple of them over there. Dining room, again, it would have had a Wyatt, but it's been replaced with jalousies as well. But again, this is on the side of the house, and you don't see it right away at all from the street. One bedroom. This is a closet window. For ventilating the closet, which I thought was nice. It's a casement that opens. And here is the other closet bedroom. Again, original knobs on the doors, single panel doors throughout the house. There was an addition put on the house in 1965. but they were able to use the same sliding steel, which I'm surprised at, but not, they're now using jalousie windows at a three-story level. And here you can see more, then they have regular sized windows on this side. And the inside, I'm sorry, not much to see. Nice TV. But again, you can see they're using 12-inch TNG on the ceilings and 6-inch on the walls. So this main house is all single wall, but this is a double wall addition that's put on the back. Also in the back, and I'm pretty, there's only one building permit from 65, so I'm assuming in addition to the addition, they're also putting this carport in. And it looks like it's about that period. So the carport was added also, and at the back of the carport, there's another studio apartment. This is the side. There's a storage room here. This opening here is actually screened with a wood grill on it. This goes into the laundry room. And then this is a door into the studio as well. There's also a door here for the studio. And the studio is very simple. One room with a kitchen on the back. TNG walls, sliding windows, which I'm trying to think are 65. I suspect they're recycling it from somewhere. Next. Here you get a better look at the sliding windows, and here's the loft for the windows. And has K-neck ceiling and the original light fixtures as well. And the back, the kitchen is here. Bathroom is off the kitchen with a 5-panel door. I'm fairly sure they're recycling that off something a little earlier. Over here you have jalousie windows at the clear story with them. I suspect they were added later, because otherwise one had these. Yeah, it's here. That's it. So, Mr. Loomis came out from Missouri, as did his wife, and he worked for the Honolulu Dairymen's Association, and he was in charge of their feed operation, selling feed, and slowly but surely they took over the California Seed Business Company, and they were providing not only for cattle, but also for horses, poultry, hogs. And I put in a nomination. I thought it was rather interesting. He did a nice story talking about how the cows in Hawaii would be sent to be butchered if they were on the mainland because they're not producing enough milk. And so he was actually going out very much, going to different ranches everywhere, making suggestions on how to increase productivity with the cows through better diet. And so he was doing that. And they stayed out here until World War II, and then they left the islands at that time. The house has gone through around 3 or 4 of them since then, and now it's about to leave.
Any questions for Don?
So you're considering that carport / studio as a contributing building, right?
Yes, it's over 50 years old.
Compatible, I guess. Yeah,
it's compatible. I think it's also, you know, typical of its period as far as its construction.
I guess just as a curiosity, is this the same Loomis of Loomis Street, then you think?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a Loomis Street right up there near Five Points.
Oh, okay, I have to see.
It's where Mark Helbling lives.
Oh, okay.
Same spelling.
I'll look into it. He seems to be popping up in the newspapers fairly regularly.
I
have to look into street names.
I gotta admit, I don't know what made you decide to call it Colonial Revival Cottage, because there were no pictures on the posted version.
Excuse me?
I didn't see any pictures on the posted version, so when I think of a Colonial Revival Cottage, I don't think of a building like this.
No.
I would call this a Colonial Revival Bungalow.
You call it a bungalow?
I would.
Oh, okay.
Because of the plan, because of the plan character, characteristics of plans.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you look at all those publications on bungalows of that period, they have a number of different styles. They could have Greek Revival elements.
Right. Yeah. Usually, though, I guess I'm so used to seeing with Colonial Revival, usually, even though the columns are usually battered, and so. But yeah, we can go with top. I thought.
I think a bungalow is a building type, not as a as a style.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the California bungalow, which is usually craftsman style, right? But it is definitely a bungalow plan without the central hall and everything. Colonial Cottage, I think Colonial Revival Cottage, to me, would suggest, you know, like a miniature 20th century.
Yeah, usually they have
Colonial Revival.
Okay, I can change that to bungalow.
Anybody else feel the same way I do about this?
Okay, any other questions for Don? Okay, anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move that the Pawn Fenetta Loomis residence be listed on Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria A and C and forwarded to the National Register of Historic Places for their review.
I'll second.
You two are quite a pair today. Thank you.
We just stick out in the
room. You can take over the nominations if you want.
I'll have to leave that.
Just on a roll of the day for some reason.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor? Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Tom. Next is the Roscoe and Miriam Allen residence. It's Don again.
The Roscoe and Miriam Allen residence is up on Kamaya Place. Familiar Kamaya Place is just off East Manoa Road, just past the Cook's house, going up. And this residence goes up, and then it comes to a T, and it's at the end of the T. The year it was built is 1938, and I'm very frustrated because I don't know who the architect is at all. There's no write-up in the newspapers about this house, and unfortunately the owners do not have original drawings at all. Just from the quality of the house, I'm fairly sure an architect was involved, but if anybody has any ideas, I'd be more than happy to hear it, because it's, I think, a very fairly early example of modern architecture.
Would that show up on the original permit? Were you able to find the
permit? No, they don't have, that frustrated me more, they don't have the original permit. Did I check that? Because usually, check the microphone. No, not there.
Not on the tax record one, right?
No, they don't have it there either. So I'm registering it, or nominating it at the local level under Criterion C. There's a very good example of a modern style house built in Honolulu in the late 1930s. This is the house, the Kamaya Drive actually ends at their carport, their driveway here. But the house sits up above the road. It's a two-story house. The first story is masonry. And the second story is tongue and groove. At some point, they added asbestos shingles to part of it, and so you'll find the asbestos shingles running around in the back as well. But it's actually covering the tongue and groove, the original house. And there's a little pergola here, which I think is original.
I thought we worked that out.
Huh?
I thought we worked that out.
Worked what out?
Pergola.
Oh, you want to say pergola? No,
pergola today.
The garage is also a carport. The addition was put on by the second owner of the house, the Linneys, and was put on in 1970 something. Yeah, 77.
this was added, but I don't think it detracts. And actually, the owner tells me, he swears there's an article in Sunset Magazine featuring this addition to the carport. I couldn't find the addition, and he couldn't find his copy of the article, so I'm still looking for that. Yeah, it was very distressed. The public library no longer has hard copies of Sunset Magazine. They threw them all out. They have it on microfilm, and microfilm does not gap between each issue. So you're just running through millions of pages, and I gave up on this.
Hamilton doesn't have it?
I have to go up there, but I haven't been up to see if they have the hard copy. I hope they do. Hard copy would be very easy to open table of contents. But trying to find it on microfilm is just...
And Avery doesn't have it.
Avery?
In Columbia.
Yeah, I know.
They digitized a lot of their stuff.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that's where I found Lures and Cook.
Yeah, it's not online. I looked online.
Okay.
So anyway, this is the house. It has nice corner windows upstairs, two bedrooms upstairs, each with corner windows. You'll see more of the house as you go up. Access the house by going up the stairway here. Cut into the hillside, actually, with stone, and keep going. And you get up and you come to the top of the porch, and you can go out here, which was essentially a greenhouse at one point. Now, the current owners sort of use it as a plants and lanai area. And then the steps continue up to outdoor lanai, which is covered this way. The house itself, you enter through a pair of sliding doors with fixed windows to either side. You see two sets because one is screen door as well. And then looking in here, you see the interior of the house. It has scored concrete floors throughout. Two giant picture windows. This one is totally... This one, I think, is modified. I don't know if the window got broken or something and they couldn't find a piece of glass. But you can see on one side that the wall has been altered. I think it's infill where the window actually was larger at one point. Interesting, the wall... We'll go back a slide maybe for a second. Yeah. These walls, which you can't see here at all, are all concrete, and they're raked. Next slide will show you that. So you have this large, and also you have very fine raking. So the whole, the walls are all done that way, in the living on the exterior walls. The picture window on the far side of the house has ventilators this way, with these doors to regulate the flow there. Nice, just little details, but the way they handled the light switch. And then here you see also cove lighting again. This is 1938. They have Kanex ceilings also throughout the house. The house is incredibly original condition. Swinging door for the kitchen, and you have redwood T&G walls on the interior walls throughout. Here's the kitchen, this stairs go up to the second floor. The kitchen, again, the cabinet, Kohler countertops, which I've found before, and then has all wood pulls on the drawers and then the cabinet doors. This little asbestos tile floors. Okay. And here you can get a better view of the whole countertop. On the shelves here. And cutting boards that come out. and then the kitchen goes back, and I think this is an addition that was put on at some point, and I'm not sure why they did it, but because somebody wanted a bigger kitchen. This is a drop leaf table attached to the wall. These supports, let's see what comes out. The door behind here is, again, a cola door. And, there it is, and it has windows up and down. And here's the second sink with cola countertops again. And the two jalousy windows here, which I think may be original because they have crank handles, which you see here. So I suspect that probably this addition was put on in the 50s or late 40s. And, in the living room, oh, here. The living room, the entry door is over here, the sliding doors, and right in, there's a bedroom here, which I suspect probably was a maid's quarters originally. Had a single panel door, the original doorknobs. Throughout the house, you have the original doorknobs. And then you have another door leading directly to the outside. And right around the corner is the laundry. So I suspect that that may well be a maid's quarters. Again, though, the scored concrete continues through. Next. Here's looking at from the bathroom. Again, original knob, single panel. There's a nice built-in dresser with a rounded corner, sort of art deco-y in the bathroom. And also, it's probably hard to read, but I found it incredible that they have a tongue so that the door will close and it just flush close, which I thought was very nice for a bathroom cabinet. And so someone was taking time to pay. Here, the stairs go up to the second floor. They have these two fluted pilasters without any capitals at all. Again, another, I consider an art deco detail. And we can get a better look at that. And the stairs are T&G. Goes up to a second sliding doors that go up and out towards that second level. And here's those sliding doors. They have a diamond pane window at the landing and transom above. And very handsome handling of the railing within the deco manner. And open shelving up here, which is a new sort of illusion, which continues then down the hallway on the second floor. And these large planks are closing off a bedroom but allowing ventilation. You can see, which again is something I don't see very often, if at all. And the bedroom here has, this is almost 3/4 of the bedroom. Essentially, the bed takes up the room. But it has a flat roof, and then it drops down into the shed roof behind it. This is one of the two bedrooms. The bedrooms, again, single panel doors, original knobs, and they have double closets which open up. Kleenex ceiling again, original floors, and second floor wall fur. Next. Here's the doorknob close up for you. Then, with corner window is giving you panoramic views out of the window of the valley. And original inset lights in the ceiling as well. The house is remarkably intact. And the bathroom, both the two bathrooms, both have bathrooms, bedrooms both have bathrooms. Both of them have the same salmon color tile in them. Well, I mystified me for a moment until I got brave. Because I couldn't figure out why there was a break in the mirror in the medicine cabinet. Then when I started fiddling with it, I found that the top part opens, the bottom drops as a little shelf, which I thought was nice. They still have the original bare fluorescent fixtures on either side of the cabinet. So it's a very, very much, very well taken care of house, very intact. One would seem to appreciate it. It seems, I can't help but feel an architect did it, but I don't know who.
Can you clarify a little bit on the additions and things? You said 65 addition. What was that part? Is that that glass windowed?
Oh, the over the garage?
That's what was
1977.
77, that was done.
Yeah, and I don't know when. I think the kitchen was an addition. Just because it has a flat roof, and plus it seems weird to have that second kitchen going off the first kitchen, which doesn't have original windows, it has jalousies. But there's no building permit for it. So it's one of those things that just appear.
So when I had one good view of the outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. I mean,
I can show you other pictures of the outside.
I got to admit, Don, right away, the kind of idea that half the outside is like some other siding and half is vertical board seems to take away from the character, but that's the only picture I saw of the outside.
Okay, I can show you some others. Right.
I mean, otherwise, I mean, I love all the elements and stuff. And that seems to be such a character changing feel to the exterior.
I didn't feel that it changed that much. Just the contrast between masonry and the flat siding is a lot. Should be on the right side.
Looks like in the nomination itself, it's close to an angle, but it's a slightly different angle than what showed there, so you can.
I got to admit, this is one where a site visit would be really.
Yeah, it would have been.
Very confusing to me with how much is original and how much has changed.
Okay. Let's see. These are not in any order, so there's been some chaos out there. Maybe start at the beginning again. I can tell what's happening. Okay, here's the house. Yeah. Yeah, I think the first slide you're going to see is of this picture window. Oh no, this is a retaining wall on the side. Mm-hmm. It's the property is actually terraced, three terraces in the back. And this is a retaining wall on one side. Here, move. Yeah, this is the window by the dining room table with the vents underneath. And you can see how this is all wood here. So this is masonry here.
Uh-huh.
So they made this window bigger or smaller.
That's that band of band of horizontal siding, you say, above your hand there? Is that what changed?
Oh, this is not horizontal. No. Here, this is all vertical TNG.
What about the thing above you there? What's that band?
This band, this is the second floor. And I'll have to look closer. This looks like it could be the horizontal siding. Let's check.
I think it is, but is that original?
Huh?
You're saying that's later added?
No, I think this was added later.
Okay.
This is original.
Oh, okay. If that's true, then I'm. My concern is answered.
I thought the whole facade was altered by a band of horizontal siding.
No.
Added at a later date.
No, no, the horizontal is second floor original.
So it's a combination of vertical and horizontal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So where do you see the asbestos concrete shingles?
Yeah, this is the concrete shingle.
That's the horizontal siding.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's the concrete shingle. The asbestos concrete shingle.
And that's later.
Yeah, yeah.
How much
then up here you got your vertical.
But how much later? Because that's like basically half the exterior of the upper part.
Yeah, it's going to be 40s, 50s. That's what I associate that material with.
And it goes back to the 20s, I think, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, the house was built in 34, so, or 38, so it's between, it's with the original owner. Maybe you can go further.
Okay, even
okay here, you can see it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure I got a close-up on it somewhere. And maybe it's original. I just don't think it's original. I found it strange.
I'd be more comfortable thinking it's original. I'd be more comfortable with it being original.
Okay, let's go around the corner again.
There, you see it there on the right.
Yeah.
That maybe seems to be the only good view of the facades.
No, keep going. Yeah, the facade is that logo, that rear.
Why would somebody add just that band?
I can't imagine. Seems maybe more of an aesthetic choice than a...
So here on the side, you can see they're using it down here as well as up here. Go ahead to the back of the house. Keep going. And this is the laundry area. So here. Keep going.
Well, there's a lot of application of it in the 50s as well. So.
Yeah. Okay, here, this is the back of the house. And this, though, I think, this is shiplap here. That's on the rear. See, this is the doorway that goes out from the landing. And this is all horizontal. The whole back of the house is horizontal. You see, here's that, what I think is the kitchen addition.
Possible the other was the weather side deteriorated and they wanted to cover over the deterioration.
Possibly. What is this? Can you go back on side? Yeah. Yeah, this is all lap also. Or shingles.
Shiplap.
The shingles.
It is shingles?
I think, I'm not sure. No. Yeah, I think it's shingled. Maybe it's not, I can't remember.
That's the view that was, in my mind, disturbing.
Yeah. I'm just trying to Google Street View and see.
Very well could be original, Bill. I don't know.
You can see there, it doesn't take three turns, right? Just on one side there, right?
Yeah, it's down here though too. Here you can see it well on the kitchen addition.
So maybe that was all done in the same time or this?
Yeah, again, there's no permit for it, but it's definitely over 50 years.
And you think the diamond-shaped window is from the 60s too?
I'm not sure. I can't figure out what's going on back here totally.
I think technically it's not a diamond pane, but lozenge. Lozenge window.
You call it what? No, I always thought that more elongated.
No, I'm trying. That diamond is a lozenge.
Thank you.
Otherwise it sounds like, you know, diamond pane is...
Oh, yes.
Like yeah. The House of the Seven Gables or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to defer to Bill on this one.
Well, just have to go first site visit at some point.
I mean, it looks... It's got cool stuff, but...
Yeah, it's hard to read it when you can't get back and see it larger. Okay. Any other questions for Don? Okay, somebody like to make a motion?
I'll move for purposes of further discussion. This is the Johnson residence, is it?
Alan,
where's the book? Thank you, whoever put all these together for me. These are really nice. So I move that the Roscoe and Miriam Allen residence be listed in the state register on the Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criterion C.
And the National Register?
Do they want to have it listed in the National Register?
Sure.
And that would be submitted to the National Register for their review.
And I'll second.
Okay. Further discussion?
Like I said, it would be neat to have a site visit. It's certainly got all sorts of cool stuff to it, but then it looks like such a sort of hodgepodge of finishes, it's hard to know what you're looking at, I guess.
I think it's, well, it's up above the street quite a bit, but I think...
But it seems like that facade is the main one you see.
Yeah.
And it looks like that someone added that siding there.
At some point, but it would have been done at over 50 years ago, at least probably 70 years ago. And I suspect probably waterproofing is probably a major concern about it.
But it isn't, in a sense, like a design feature added. It's just like...
But it's a response to stuff. The environment.
Yeah. That's stuff added, right? Like the parquet floors and that other one, right?
Right.
But this is more character defining because it seems that the smooth surfaces and everything are the character of the building. But again, it's hard to know, Don, just because I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't even notice it when I first got there. Then I started looking closer when I, oh, wait, there's different siding here. But I think the mass is big enough that it doesn't read that much. And especially, okay, masonry first floor, wood second.
Mm-hmm.
And so it transitions.
It seems to be only on those two facades, too, yeah. Right? I had that siding on my... I had a version of Masonite siding on my house when I lived in one of the nearby.
Oh, okay.
And
when they took it off, it was boarded back, and then it looked nice. But it had the masonry siding, it didn't look so nice.
Okay, any other discussion? Somebody like to make a, I'm ready to make a motion, sorry.
Already have a motion and a second.
Already have a motion and a second, okay. All in favor of, all in favor of the motion?
Thank you.
This one definitely is dark, it's dark. Is it the barking house, or, oh, Al knows it. But I did like a lot of the details.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll, it's very intact.
I mean, it still had the medicine cabinet.
I'd like that.
That's pretty incredible.
I like that stairwell.
Yeah, I like the salmon tiles.
Yes.
I don't know if you could would call it an asbestos tile on the floor either. Maybe that's, would it be a linoleum tile with asbestos or something?
It's, you know, the square vinyl.
Yeah, it's vinyl with asbestos reinforced or something. Yeah. Uh-huh. But hearing it as asbestos tile, you think of it as like an industrial tile that is purely asbestos.
Okay. Our final nomination for today is the John and Jean Johnson residence. John Johnson.
This house is the John and Jean Johnson residence, which is the 2115 Kamehameha Avenue in Manoa. It was built in 1905. And then during World War II, there were two studio additions put on the house. And also one of the bedrooms was broken off into a studio. Again, unknown architect. They did mention it being built in 1905, but they didn't. They omitted who was the designer for the house. I'm registering it as a good example at the local level, Criterion C, a good example of a late Queen Anne Revival style residence built in Honolulu during the early 1900s. And again, it's also significant. Its association with the development of the College Hills track. Mm-hmm. I start off with this picture. We did this building around a year or so ago. And at that time, I mentioned the fact that John Johnson built this as a rental unit. And he built two other bungalows on either side that were also rental units. And that his house was over on Kamehameha Avenue, which I admired very much. And lo and behold, the owner called me up and said, oh, do you think this might be eligible? Said, yes. And I was very happy. And it's a very interesting Queen Anne, very distinctive treatment of the gables. You have your diamond pane windows down below, shiplap siding here, shingle siding above. This is a little oriel window here, which has window here with vents on either side. This one is flat. I'm trying to figure out to this day if they just made them different or if this one replaced the earlier one. Obviously, one pane of glass here was replaced. There's actually two windows here. And again, but very much Queen Anne style with the asymmetry, the bay windows. The use of the diamond pane windows is very interesting, three-dimensional gable. The use of modillion-like brackets underneath the eaves. Doric columns over here, squat ones. Here you can see one of the studios that were added at the back end of the house, but you don't really notice it at all from the street. Next. Here's a better view of the gable. I found it interesting the way they handled the edge of the shingle trim with this sawtooth look. Here you can get a better view of the shiplap siding as well. And here's underneath the eaves, the closed eaves with these mobility brackets.
And again, closer up on the diamond pane windows and the gray windows. I went with cheap walls, flared out at the end, going up these stairs, going up to the main entry of the house. I have a little run on. And then I'm going inside. I have again a two panel door down with large windows above, original knobs, going back to glass knobs. One side, you're going to have a sitting room. This, where I'm taking this picture from, it goes into the living room. Next. And then here's the living room, and then a hallway runs down, which services the bedroom here. There's a bathroom here, another five panel door. There's another door that's been closed off, which would have led into another bedroom, which has been converted into a studio apartment. And door here goes through a series of three bedrooms, which are only accessed from each other. You have the original floor still, the original going on. Living room, very wide open. The lanai out here, which is enclosed, I suspect it was originally open, but it was enclosed probably in the 40s as well. Here's one of the bedrooms going on here. This was an addition put onto the house. We have coffered ceilings. This is not original. We have, again, panel wainscot down below. All redwood TNG walls. And this is a fireplace, but it took me a while to figure that out because it kept the sofa in front of it. But, next. Looking back the other way from that lanai, you see the living room, dining room, entryway, sitting room. Very, very open for 1905. For Hawaii, very much part of the climate, adjusting to the climate here. And again, you can. I think this again that this lanai was probably open because you see the shiplap siding out here, and you have your stored common roof ceiling. And here you get a better view of the panel down below. And here's the fireplace once I move the sofa out of the way. This is a koa mantelpiece. And we'll go closer look at that. This is rather stylized columns supporting the pebbles in the area. We've got little more buildings underneath the mantle. And then the fireplace, the hearth, has a multicolored tile floor. And it's all Greek. This is the dining. Oh, you mean this one? No, I guess not. I mean the Romeo part of the whole. Next picture is the dining room. And the dining room has this very strange, I assume it's original built-in buffet, but it's very low.
Was it a pass-through?
Huh?
Was it a pass-through?
No, it's not. It's solid.
But it might have once been a pass-through, yeah?
But that would have been much later period.
Not really,
necessarily. 1905
pass. Just for serving, I've seen it. With even little sliding doors sometimes.
Okay, we'll see. I think I have the other side. Here's the other side.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I'm quite sure these are original diamond panes. And you got your scored P&G walls. And this, I think, is all original as well, up above. Well, there's an open shelving here. It has cabinets closing it. floor in the kitchen has been replaced, unfortunately, but the rest of the house has original floors. And here you can see, here's the enclosed lanai. Here's a bedroom with the flat roof, which I think was added during World War II. And here's that other studio I showed you originally, which was also a flat roof, which was added, I think, during World War II. Over here, this is the original house, but now there's a side door here which goes into that one bedroom. Here you can see the door going into this bedroom. In that studio, it has the other bay window, which has a very nice built-in seat as well that's still retained. And I was amazed, but I'm pretty sure that this is the original hardware, which is now 120 years old and still functioning. And also, it has a bathroom, which is very new. Single sash window, which has obscure glass with a starburst pattern, which is still in it. And here is the other rear bedroom, which originally looks like it could have been used as a studio as well, although there's no bathroom serving this room. Well, I guess there is. After it joins it with another bedroom, but they're using it as a bedroom now. Here you can see the entry from the enclosed lanai going into it, which has board and batten ceiling. They're different than the rest of the house, but I'm quite sure that's also from the World War II period. The Johnsons lived in the house. Mrs. Johnson dies in 1944. Mr. Johnson dies in 1948. Then his son takes over the house, and then in the 1950s they sell it to the Collins. And Mr. Collins still owns the house, and he grew up in this house. And he said, yeah, when they moved in, it was all here already, and that they were told that because of the housing crisis during World War II, that they had these separate living units. Okay, this is the one, wait, go back. Okay, go ahead. This is the studio on the side of the house. And again, this drives me nuts. This is painted on a 5-panel door. And again, we have glass knob, porcelain knob, 5-panel doors. And the kitchen's still very much intact. I think I have one picture of that, hopefully. Let's see, which has its original cabinetry and just the linoleum countertop. Then behind the house is a garage, which is still very much intact as well. It doesn't have any doors, but it has side walls. And you can still see the original framework, all the structure for the garage. Very much intact. It's all dimensional number, so it's fairly old as well. And that's that house. I think it's a good example of the Queen Anne. I was trying to count up. There's the Shipman House in Hilo on the island, and the Hopkin House on the Hoa up above. Those are the only two Queen Anne's, I can think of, with turrets. But also in this immediate area in College Hills, you also have we registered one house by P.C. Jones around 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 3 or 4. And then there's also two houses also off Canada Avenue, which was done by P.C. Jones' daughters. And I think that's about it as far as really well design Queen Anne's style house.
Is that Rick Ralston's old house there, then? That one on Nahoa?
The old house?
Yeah.
The old house?
Huh?
The old house?
No, I'm thinking of the one on Nahoa.
On Nahoa.
The stone one?
The stone one?
That's the Hopkins house.
Hopkins house, yeah.
It's for sale right now.
So I think you've got a very good example of that.
I think I would probably think of it as Queen Anne too, but it probably comes as close as we've come to any building here that we would call shingle style too, right?
It's possible, yeah, but it's a little late now.
Shingle style is usually finished by the 90s, but
yeah.
You know, like Bruce Price's shingle style houses in Tuxedo Park, they have that kind of same kind of feature, that recessed arch and things like that. It is very simple in terms of its decoration. And its massing is more low to the ground, you know?
That's
kind of think of McKim Mead and White, and the Low House maybe in Massachusetts. Those has some of that same feeling.
I was thinking more along the lines of the bay windows.
That could be either Queen Anne or shingle style. If you had the leisure to do this, I would slip in a little something about for the quality of shingle style. Because it doesn't have that verticality.
No, it definitely doesn't have verticality.
With Queen Anne. You know the low house, I mean, the one that looks almost like a big wing that got torn down. It was in Cape Cod or Massachusetts. It has a combination of bay windows like that and a really prominent roof form.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the house itself.
I'll look it up for you. But very, very cool house, no doubt about it.
Any other questions for Don? Okay, somebody like to make a motion?
All right, I'll move. I move that we list the John and Jean Johnson residence on the state CERC register under criteria A and C and forward it to the National Register for consideration.
Seconded.
Thank you. Okay, any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of the motion? Chandra, you got all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations, Don. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on our agenda is going to be the State Historic Preservation Division staff report. Chandra, do we not have anything for that today?
For the
staff report?
No,
okay.
No,
okay, let's skip over that. Next is the next meeting, which is November 18th, would we like to make a motion to have a limited meeting on the 17th?
I have it right in front of me here.
I have some. I did also have some discussion for the 2023 meeting dates.
Okay.
So I have some dates. Right now, I'm looking at March 24th for the regular meeting. Also June 16th, regular meeting, September 15th, and November 17th for next year. So anybody, does that work for everybody, or I can change?
Did you give me those numbers again?
Right now, March 24th.
Okay.
June 16th, September 15th. And November 17th.
For next year, that's impossible.
Yeah.
I'll be gone for the March 24th one.
March 24th, okay. We could do that one in February. Would that work better?
Can you also run this by the, our two new members for starting in November?
I'm just checking if there's any February 18th. That work better?
It's Saturday.
Okay, wait.
So no. Not just move it to like March 17th or something.
That too, I mean, are you going to be here for March 17th?
I will be gone from the 15th to the 26th.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so do you guys want to do the
March 10th?
The 10th? Okay. All the other dates is okay for you folks?
So far.
I just suggest that we move the September meeting into August just because of property tax concerns.
When is the deadline for that?
August 30, September 1.
September 1.
So we have.
Well, they have our March and our June.
Yes, that means anybody that submits after February is not going to be eligible for taxes for another year.
There are some that aren't concerned with taxes, Don.
Huh?
There are some that aren't concerned with taxes.
Few.
But if they get it in for the March and June meetings.
You usually have 4 months for review, Sean.
Yeah.
So your June meeting, you're going to have to submit nominations in February. That means anybody that comes in after February with a nomination is going to have to wait 2 years for the tax. It doesn't, affect us, but I think, people will start asking, how come it takes so long?
Why do you want to move the one to May?
August 11th, so March 10th, May 19th, August 11th, and November 17th. Is that better?
Why do you want to move June to May?
Hmm?
Why do you want to move the June one to May?
Well, I'm just trying to see if we could give them more, more opportunity to get the nominations and the tax.
or do you guys want to leave? Whatever you guys want.
Anybody here have a preference for May or June? Anybody now know what they're doing next summer?
Once I have it published, I'll try to work around it. It's the best I can say.
Does it help any of you who are teaching?
Better.
What did you say?
Is it better to be in May or June?
Yeah, so March, we'll have it in March. In May.
What was the date in May?
May 19th. So I'm just wondering, with school, is it easier for you guys to have a meeting in May or in June?
If you get a June class, then you're teaching every day during a certain period. So probably better in May.
In May? May?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so March 10, May 19, August 11, November 17.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next meeting will be November 18th.
We need the limited.
Somebody
motion.
Like to make a motion for the limited meeting on the 17th?
I can do my first motion.
Yay!
I would like to motion that a limited meeting be held on November 17th, 2022, of the following properties. An on-site inspection is necessary, and public attendance at these private residences is impractical due to liability, privacy, and safety concerns. So these would be, you want me to go ahead and run through them? The Chinatown Historic District update, the Ho Lao Market, the Irwin Park, Woe Fat Chop Suey House, and Yacht Club.
Yacht Club is Waikiki Yacht Club?
We're still working on getting.
Is it the Waikiki Yacht Club? Must be.
I think so, yeah.
They asked me if they wanted, they should nominate it, and I said yes, but.
Well, we'll include that one if it's going to be on the 18th.
If it's there, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, somebody like to second?
Kind of nitpicking, but I know this is a statement provided by OIP, but it says is less. At these private residences, and none of the properties are private residences.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe we should just say public attendance at these properties.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. It seems like it should be at these properties, not private residences.
Shadra, you got that?
Yes.
If we had this smaller group, we could all have lunch at the Waikiki Yacht Club on me.
Too bad we can't have it at the Woe Fat Chop Suey House yet.
I don't think it's ready yet.
No. Okay, so you want to amend, or you want to just say you want to amend your motion to say properties and not.
So I'd like to amend my motion to replace private residences with properties.
Okay.
And I'll second.
Second, okay, great. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. Okay, and looks like he just read off what will be our nominations for the next meeting. Okay. Any other discussion? Chandra, do you guys have anything else?
No.
I am getting emails from Michelle Matson. Have you been getting those too?
I got one this, well, even late last night to this morning, so I did address back to her about
she was inquiring about if we're having any, like a Zoom link or anything like that. I only had some concerns about the statewide project that we were going to discuss on the agenda. So I did email back and I let her know that going forward, our meetings will be in person unless it changes. And also, the law they just did, it does approve us to do like three different, we have three different options of what kind of meeting we want to have, which I have a copy right there. So I did let her know, and I let her know the state plan has been postponed to our next meeting.
Okay.
And our next meeting will be at Kalani Local in the boardroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
Well done, Katie.
Well done, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I thought it would take one.
I thought we were going to be here all day.
I figured those ones that diamond head would go fast.
Yeah, but three would fly in the phone.
Chandra.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Chandra. You want me to push stop?
Yes.